House Bill 1241, an act to revise the elements of the crime of stalking to include certain forms of harassing communications.
House Bill 1241, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, we just completed voting on an issue regarding computers and their safety in the overall. Now I'm asking you for consideration on House Bill 1241, which looks at the activity involved with the use of computers. The Internet is an amazing place, but the fact that it's a wonderful place to work, play, and study does not mean that its users shouldn't be aware of the dark side. The web mirrors the real world. That means it also contains an electronic version of real-life problems. Stalking and harassment are problems that many people face. They are familiar with offline problems, but these can also occur on the Internet, what has become known as cyber stalking. There's no universal definition of cyber stalking. The term refers to the use of the Internet, email, or other electronic communication devices to stalk another person. Stalking involves harassing or threatening behavior by an individual, such as following a person, appearing a person's home or place of business, making harassing phone calls, leaving written messages or objects, or vandalizing a person's property. A net stalker is a person who uses the Internet to invade another person's space. The net stalkers range from annoyingly helpful to terrifying and threatening their victims. Many stalkers try to gain knowledge and personal information about their victims via the computer. The Internet relay chat lines are the easiest way for the stalker to find their prey. Chat lines are friendly and conversations among users allow the stalker to listen and pose personal questions. They can log on to your account while you are online and gain additional information. Currently, there are 22 cyber stalking and related laws on the books, with one more state implementing a law by the end of the year. There have been many examples of cyber stalking crossing over to offline stalking. Sadly, those who have been targets of cyber stalking all tell a similar story. No one took the online harassment seriously until it became an offline harassment. The truth of the matter is that online stalking is just as frightening and distressing as offline stalking, and just as illegal in many jurisdictions. This bill is clearly needed to deal with a growing form of harassment. Current law provides little or no ability to prosecute someone for purposely leading or encouraging others to engage in their behavior. The effects of stalking upon an individual may include behavioral, psychological, social aspects. Specific risks to the victim include a loss of personal safety, the loss of a job, sleeplessness, and a change in work or social habits. These effects have the potential to produce a large drain on both the criminal justice resources and the health care system, and it is therefore in the best interest of authorities to take swift action when cases are presented to them. Testimony was provided by both law enforcement and victims of cyber stalking. The point is, when it came time to do anything about the situation, there was no law on the books that would allow this to occur. What I'm asking today is that we make that law on the book that cyber stalking is something that can be classified as a class one misdemeanor, and we can take actions upon these individuals. I ask for your support on House Bill 1241.
Further remarks on House Bill 1241. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1241. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1241.
Representative Gary Hansen. Representative Gary Hansen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 8, excused 2.
House Bill 1241, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.